This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at PHP South Coast 15 in beautiful Portsmouth, UK, and my guest today is Mr. Matthew Setter. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, hello.
And Matthew, you and I have been corresponding via Twitter for quite some time. We keep almost missing you, or we keep missing each other just by a little bit. You used to work at iBuildings, I used to work at iBuildings, so, but you know, it's great to finally meet you. Now, you have just been accepted for your very first international talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us where that's going to be. Tell us a little bit about the talks. And, you know, is it exciting? Is it nervous? A little bit about your feelings.
It's at PHP World in November in Washington, D.C. I've got two talks. One is on documenting and promoting projects so they can succeed or give them a much larger chance of success.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is on a simpler, easier generation of SQL using ZenDB.
Oh, okay. Is it Zen Framework 2 or Zen Framework 3?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Well, at this stage, two.
Now, this is your first talk or your first international talk or what?
Both, actually. It's my first talk. I was... tried to get accepted for a while, and this is my first one to get the okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, coincidentally, also international.
Well, congratulations. Boy, it's awesome that you've got a new talk, but to get accepted right out the gate as a international speaker, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, are you excited? You nervous?
I'm both. I didn't know I'd been accepted, and I saw this Twitter from Gary Hocken. Hello, Gary. And said, big congratulations, I'm going to have to be there. And I thought, well, what are you talking about? I checked my email and thought, oh, wow. So I'm excited that I get up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also nervous and hoping I can sort of say, hi. And I'm not like a big deer in the headlights. So I'll get both.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do fine. I was privileged to speak at the very first one.
Mm-hmm.
I gave one of my WordPress talks, and that is a wonderful conference put on by the PHP guys, the guys and girls over at PHP Architect.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful people. I know you're going to enjoy that. Now, you've also got some big news. You're working now with a great company, some friends of ours, Pluralsight.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what you're working on. By the time this is released, that might actually be done, but if not, it'll be well into the works. Tell us about the course that you're building for them.
It's on, like the second talk at PHP World, it's on using the ZenDB library.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on using the library. It's like how to use it from top to bottom. It's not necessarily within the context of the Zen Skeleton application.
Mm-hmm.
This is the library itself.
Oh, excellent.
So we're looking at, you don't assume that you've got anything else, that you're using any framework. Here's how to use it. It's playing a bit of emphasis on PostgreSQL as my database of choice.
Oh.
But I'm not being specific to that. If you use Oracle, if you use any of the other supported databases,
mm-hmm.
then it's equally as applicable. So it's mainly saying this is not something as intense as, say, Doctrine,
mm-hmm.
but definitely trying to steer people away from writing it yourself. For things like maintainability, security, flexibility,
yeah,
and those sorts of things. So it's a bit of SQL, it's a lot of the library, and my intent is to say, here's how to use it to create various classes and do the work as efficiently and flexibly as possible.
Sounds like an exciting course. I love Pluralsight, and I know they're going to shepherd you, and it's going to be a great course. I can't wait for it to come out. If it's out by the time that this podcast is released, we'll make sure and put a link in the show notes to it so other people can find it, because I know that our listeners would love to hear it. Now, final topic. I saw on Twitter the other day you announced that you're starting your own podcast. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us, you know, the title, what's the format, and more importantly, why? Because I know what it takes to put one of these together, and I don't understand why anybody would do it.
It's something that I've thought of for quite some time, but thought of, and despite what my wife believes about me, hello, sweetie, I do consider myself a little bit introverted in some ways, and I thought I should have a go at this, something to get over that, to put yourself out there, and also for consistency, because I guess I'm a little laid back, and sometimes, manana, I'll get to that. No, be consistent and have a plan. So it's primarily for those two reasons. Mm-hmm. It started, I guess it kind of actually committed to do it when I was talking to Mr. Paul M. Jones. Mm-hmm. And he just randomly in our random conversation said, do you do podcasts? And I thought, why do you ask? He said, you have a voice for it. Mm. And I just thought about it and thought, all right, well, bite the bullet and let's go. Mm-hmm. So it's called Free the Geek, or the URL is freethegeek.fm,
okay,
or .fm. And it's sort of that. It's a little bit of a play on what I do, which is technical writing and developing. So it's kind of as a freelancer solo or a smaller firm approach. Mm-hmm. Here's the warts and all. It's, as a freelancer, sometimes it's hard to say, well, what do I do next? How do I organize myself? Even things as minor as like taxes and stuff, you know, so that you can do the work you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's that holistic look at, here's what I've done, here's what I suggest, here's what other people have shared with me, you know, like that kind of approach. My intent with it was originally just going to be me, but I've decided to get to talk to people and get their opinions, so it's not just me, it's a fireside kind of chat. It's not intense, it's don't feel you have to have already done it or be doing it. You can come in, listen, take away from it, do it. That kind of style.
Very cool. That is very interesting. It's interesting that Paul gave you that encouragement, because he gave me a similar encouragement. He told me I had a face for radio. So no, Paul is one of my good friends. But that is awesome, and I can't wait to hear an episode of that. Now, have you started production? We're in July now. Have you actually started production yet?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
I've gotten the first episode out.
Okay.
The initial feedback is kind of positive. I guess because it's new, it's only a bit of feedback.
Okay.
But so far, so good. Actually, speaking of Paul, he's been gracious enough to be my first guest.
Oh, excellent.
In the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
There is a number of other people, as it's not quite confirmed yet. I won't sort of say who they are in case this sort of it's news to them.
Totally understand. Well, I will go out and find the feed and put it into my iTunes, but I'll also make sure that we include it on phppodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that everybody can help. We can help other PHP developers find it. I really appreciate you doing that, because I know how much work it takes. Matter of fact, Voices of the Elephant is so much work that I can't do it all myself anymore. The lovely and talented Kathy, my wife, does most of the work. I do the interviews. She does everything else. So having a great team really makes the difference in sticking to it. But I look forward to hearing that. Hey, before we go, what is your local user group and what's the URL?
My local user group is PHP Nuremberg. Unfortunately for the URL, you'll have to Google for it. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
That's fine. We'll Google for it, and we'll throw a link to it in the show notes so that others can find it. Hey, Matthew, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant today. And since you're now giving back to the community in so many ways, thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.